Yeah, it's that time of the hour there, the top of the hour, and usually at the top of the hour we tell you, you are listening to KVCU Radio Boulder. 1190. That's Boulder, yeah. That's the FCC thing.
Yeah, we just like to let you know where you are, but you're also right in the middle of this funny little highway called Route 78 West where we play this kind of stuff. And our web wizard Jay just pointed out on the back of this Boppin' Hillbilly Volume 14 that last track came from a picture of Hank Harrell, who was singing on that last one, and boy, he looks about as square as he sounds.
I like the tweed. It's actually one of these furry tweed coats that you probably could only find at Savers or someplace.
He's got those big, dorky 50s glasses that only became cool because Malcolm X wore them. But before that
Buddy
came
Holly.
Along, they were just not hip at all.
All right, but he did.
Good voice. You know, sounded nice. Good track.
He did list off pretty much everybody that we play here on Route 78 West. And that was some dream band that was kind of, you know, it's one of those records that I'm sure this guy wrote hoping that it would get played just because he mentions all the guys at the other DJ. DJs are playing. So.
Name dropping will get you far sometimes.
There you go, and that was a dream band boogie by Hank Harrell and his Palomino Cowboys, and there we played it 50 years later. All right. Anyway, Loki and I have been doing this a long time, and we're having some fun today. Kind of going through some of the Bloodshot stuff that has come in over the years that is all a lot of fun for us, especially these old soundies and stuff. But we had started that one there with Buck Owens, Fool Me Again, coming off an old Capitol release. Then Rex Hobart, and the Misery Boys, How Long You've Been Gone there. I can't read my writing. And that's a brand new one coming off that Bloodshot 11 Years of Living in Sin comp. And then When You're Living, You Ain't Loving. That's Hank Thompson. It's coming off one of the Boulders, one of the Soundies, Bloodshot stuff from the old days.
No, I think it's When You're Living, You're Loving.
Okay, thank you on that. Yeah, you got to read this stuff here.
It's a small distinction, but it's sort of the philosophy of the thing.
The part that's fun for me is I'm busy queuing stuff up, writing stuff down, and I kind of think I'll be able to read it later, but a lot of us here, man, we can't read my writing even when it's good. All right, so then we had that Dream Band Boogie, and that's the end of this whole story right now. This morning we are going to move on into some of the modern era, because that's what happens in the second hour sometimes, depending on the format that we are following. And no one's calling, so we don't know if you're listening, you're liking it, or you're just tired of hearing us talk.
I think
talk.
We probably didn't give out that number. It is 303-492-1190 if anyone wants to call. But we also like to get the emails, which come in from time to time when folks visit the website at Route78West.com, where you can find show notes and playlists and MP3s of former shows.
Yeah, we're still, you know, we're playing around with the format some. You guys ought to let us know if you like sticking straight to one format, you like us messing around, like us playing everything under the sun.
I think on the website we ought to start putting up pictures of the albums, because I know you had that great Gimme 40 Acres picture, and I'm looking at this Buck Owens cover here, and I'm telling you, with that Spiro Agnew cover, he looks like someone you would not want to meet at a Republican National Convention protest. I'm telling you, he's a scary-looking guy on that.
Yeah, there's still people that like those buzz cuts. I see a lot of frat boys these days with that. All right, here we go. Here's one. This is the thing that probably did it the most for me on this compilation of For a Decade of Sin, Bloodshot. And it's Richard Buckner, and he has a little EP he's done with Waco Brothers, some of the stuff there in the past on Bloodshot. But this is one here that I've never heard. I think it's unique to this particular deal. And you're talking about Angelo Baldomente, Twin Peaks bass, spaghetti westerns, everything, all coming together on this one track, Do You Want to Go Somewhere? So here it is, starting off the hour, Richard Buckner here. And stick around, we're going to continue to move in this vein, and we'll see where we go from there.
Stopping just a while, long. last around, a call along to say, can you keep it all inside? You sound so far away. Some of us can let it through, slipping on and then it's gone. Checking back for signs, hoping to be there soon enough to leave. Do you wanna go somewhere? Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I went down to Houston and I stopped in San Antone. Well, I passed up the station for the bus. Was trying to find me something, but I wasn't sure just what. Man, I ended up with pockets full of dust. So I went on to Cleveland and I ended up insane. I bought a borrowed suit and learned to dance. And I was spending money like the way it likes to rain. Man, I ended up with pockets full of cane. Oh, my sweet Carolina, what compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition, may you one day carry me home. I never been to Vegas, but I gambled up my life. Building newsprint boats, I raced to Superman. Trying to find me something, but I wasn't sure just what. Funny how they say that some things never change. Oh, my sweet Carolina, what compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition, may you one day carry me home. City, it feels like things are closing in. The sunset's just my light bulb burning out. Well, I miss Kentucky and I miss my family. All the sweetest winds they blow across the south. Oh, my sweet Carolina, what compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition, may you one day carry me home. May you one day carry.
I want to give that a little space there. That's a real nice one. Flame Top Green, coming from Daniel Lanois' new record, Belladonna. And got a chance to see him with Tortoise here last week at the Fox. And that was a sweet show, actually, seeing pedal steel being played really nice. The way it was being done was kind of a little different than I expected in some ways, seeing the post-rock kind of stuff mixing in. It was actually a really nice collaboration. So you guys are out there knew that. And then that set, we'll tell you backwards here. Ryan Adams, Sweet Carolina, Oh My Sweet Carolina, coming from still his best record, Heartbreaker.
But, absolutely.
On Bloodshot, since we've been talking about that. Then one off that new compilation, My Morning Jacket, the good old style, My Morning Jacket, Behind That Locked Door. I like that a lot. That had enough reverb to keep everybody happy. And Big Tobacco, Joe Pernice's little side project that, as today, it only has one record out. That was Pipe Bomb. Was a great instrumental B-side, and turned out it had lyrics after all. And it also turned out it was a Big Tobacco song and not a Scud Mountain song. So that's the case. And then
and for some reason, I don't know why, but that had kind of a Manchester Stone Roses-y sound with the swirling guitars and the big beat. I don't know why. I know you're calling it country psychedelic.
I thought it was country folk, Fleetwood Mac. Anyway.
But, I don't know. It had that feel to me.
Yeah, it had a feel. It just had a feel.
It
I wanted
just had
to play.
A feel.
That's a pretty obscure record, Big Tobacco. You can find that if you look for it. Just a one-off and actually really rewarding. It's the transition zone between Scud Mountain Boys into the Pernice Brothers, if you ask me. And then a little spaghetti westernish thing, La Noche de Serpente. It was M25. They didn't even have titles for these things. It was just it's a track that'll be played in a movie, M25. All right, and then Richard Bucker started out that little set. One of the best songs I think he's done to date, just based on feel and melody, and it's Do You Want to Go Somewhere, coming off the Bloodshot comp again. So we mined that baby as much as we could mine it. And we were talking about Ryan Adams. You were telling me back here when we were listening to music, because we talk while we're doing the show, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we're talking about this new Bloodshot compilation, and we're playing some Bloodshot music, and I just is making me recall back in, boy, what year was it? It would have been 2000, I think, at the CMJ Music Festival in New York. I had the chance to see Ryan Adams right at the time of Heartbreaker, which is definitely, I think, his best statement yet. I think that album is just phenomenal. I think it's his best singing, it's his best songwriting, it's his best production. And I had the chance to see him at this real small bar in New York City. There was a barbecue, and he was real hungover. It was in the middle of the day, and I'll tell
Surprise.
You, he was right on. His voice was there, the spirit was there, the place was packed, and everyone knew that they were seeing something great. And he was just real warm and friendly with the audience, laid back and funny. And I remember seeing him just a few months later. He came to the Gavin Festival at the Fox, and he was almost like a different person. He was real nervous and real excited because some huge things were about to happen for him. And I remember he pulled me aside, and we ended up talking for a long time about independent music and independent radio. And he said what a fan he was at Radio 1190, and that he basically knew he was going over the cliff, and he was hoping people weren't going to think he was selling out, going to a major label. And he seemed to be really aware of what he was doing and the step he was taking. And you know, I've heard a lot of criticism about some of the music he's put out since that time, but there's a new one out that I can't wait to hear, and I'm excited to see what Ryan Adams has been doing these days. And it's really nice to go back and hear that magical time from Heartbreaker.
Yeah, I think it's Jacksonville City Nights. I'm going to go buy it after the show. We don't get these kind of things here at the radio station. We had a listener that was telling us we should check that out. And, you know, it's kind of funny because I do talk to some of these guys when you see people at shows, too. And Daniel Lanois in particular, he was talking about he'd been listening to 1190. He really liked the station. He thought it was a pretty cool station for a town this size. And I guess that means we're a cool station for a town this size. So.
I know people who live in much bigger towns and miss this station. So if you are here in Boulder and Denver, count yourself lucky. And if you're listening online, howdy, it's nice to have you.
All right, speaking of other rock stars that are getting big these days, I got something up my sleeve here. It's Iron and Wine. It was when you purchased this last record there, Iron and Wine, Our Endless Number of Days. If you got it right away at the beginning, there was an EP inside with some other extra songs. And one of my favorite songs has not been released in general, but it was released in this format, is Hickory. And so we're going to play that. They're coming here, I think it's Wednesday, the 26th, down at the Fillmore Big House. Should be a really fun show. Calexico and Iron and Wine together. Iron and Wine probably first. And I actually think maybe Calexico first. We don't know for sure, but I know they're playing together. They're playing the new that little EP that they've got out, and they're also going to do some stuff probably that we don't expect, because I know both bands are good at that. So I'm looking forward to that show, and It's show week. Devanda Banhart coming on Friday, early show at the Fox Theater. Way early, actually, like 6:30. But should be fun. Should be all the freaks in Boulder showing up for that one. So.
And the poster has him looking kind of like a psychedelic folk warrior, Jeff. Do you want to comment about that?
No, all I want to say is we've got an interesting poster for this show.
I like
show.
It. I think you've done a good one there.
This one's kind of a fun one. Sometimes the fast ones are the best. Anyway, that's the story. Here it is right now. I want to bring this down before we get there because we got to set the mood. Here's a really good song. I think it's a moral tale, and you are listening to Route 78 West, KVCU, Boulder.
Star in the haze of
just couldn't follow them. Your eyelash was an island, and your eyes were someone's friend. Some new smells, and I just couldn't smell them all. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum. I smell my sister in the winter, and my father in the fall. Cross sand and snow. Oh, oh. A tired moan. Oh, 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 oh.
Can you guys wake up Route 78 West?
Time to get up
a little
yet?
Sleepy here today.
Wow, man. I was just like zooming around on a Sunday, kind of slow autumn day. Where are we at, man?
You know what? I actually like that set a lot. That was
I did too. That was great.
That's kind of maybe sometimes I think we should do that in the morning first, and then because John's show coming up, stick around for Johnny Trash. He's going to rock and wake your world. And so we thought we'd make it more dynamic by bringing it down to the lowest level. So there we go. It's, you have been listening to a long set here. That was the last track you just played, Langtree. It's Patrick McKinney from Iron and Wine, and that was Billy's Bowleg Blues, and that's a good one there. That's coming off a record that came out last year on Soft Abuse. And before that, Sir Richard Bishop and Mystic Minor 23, and I sure like that guitar playing. That's some of that modern style Fayez stuff. Slipped in a little Devander Banhart again. He's coming to the Fox on Friday, early show, and that was called An Island. And then one there that I think actually the one to debut this on 1190, Boards of Canada, Satellite Anchor Icarus, something like that. Titles don't make sense. It's just a guitar-based stuff. New record has got lots of guitar on it, which is a good thing for electronic music in my eyes. And Hickory started us off, Iron and Wine themselves. Nice, kind of a B-side, except it was just an EP that was sandwiched in on that record when you got it first. Our endless number of days. So that brings us to where we are right now.
Where are we right now? 5 minutes till the end of the program, it looks like.
That is the case. And I don't know, I'm looking at the songs we got. We got 6 minutes of songs and 5 minutes of shows. So we could either talk a whole lot or we could play them both really fast and somehow fit them in.
Well, let's just say our farewells and see if we can squeeze those songs in. I guess we'll be back next Sunday. Same thing, 10 to noon, right?
It happens like clockwork. All right, see you guys. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. And if you don't, send us an email.
Shirt with his crazy laugh.
exit 194B. There's a house alongside that road. Looks like any other has, I suppose. But it haunts me still, and it won't let me go. There was darkness, both of us, and neither was strong enough to escape. So we just stayed in that house. We just stayed in that old house. My cousin and me, and my little brother, he always loomed.
KVCU Boulder.